Welcome back, my friends. It's time for the Morning Mindset. You and I are ready to get our minds aligned with the truth of God, right? That's where we are. I want to encourage you to share the Morning Mindset with someone else. Here's an interesting little, funny little comment I received from a listener. It says they just stumbled across the podcast on Spotify about a week ago and have been loving it. And the way he describes it, he says, I love how every episode is so concise yet packs so much exegesis yumminess into 6 minutes. How's that for a description of the Morning Mindset? Now, that makes me aware of something. You know, when you want to share the Morning Mindset with someone, here's a very simple way to do it. Ask them if you can see their phone, if you can use their phone for a moment. See if they have the Spotify app. You could even ask them if they do. Pull up Spotify. Use the little search icon to search for the Morning Mindset and find it and tell them, here it is right here. Subscribe to it. Have them follow it. Show them how to find and listen to the Morning Mindset. You know, many people don't know how to utilize podcasts. It may sound strange to you because you're a podcast listener, but it's true. You can easily help someone find the Morning Mindset by just taking their device and walking them through it yourself. That's an encouraging way that you can make a difference in their life for 2020. Now, as we talk about 2020, we think toward 2020. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul has prayed a prayer for the people who are reading, and he has already prayed, and we talked about this yesterday, that they would be strengthened with might and power through the Spirit in their inner being. And then he gives a reason for why he's praying that. He says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Now, that may sound like kind of an out-of-place statement for a moment, because doesn't Christ already dwell in our hearts? Isn't he already there? Well, yes, he is. What Paul's saying here is a little bit different. It's a nuanced point, because the Greek word for dwell that he uses there is the idea of settling down and being at home in a place. And so if we were to use that terminology, he's saying, so that Christ may settle down and be at home in your hearts through faith. You see, he's wanting us to learn that God gives us the ability to make our heart Christ's home, to make our lives a place that Jesus loves to reside. It's a place where he comes in, he inhabits, he indwells, and he empowers. And Paul is wanting his readers to have that sort of imagery. He's wanting them to think of this being a very intimate and close relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask you, how does that sound for 2020 regarding your relationship with Christ? Would you like that? Would you like Jesus to settle down and be at home in your life and that you can sense his pleasure at being there? My friends, that's my prayer for you this year. And it's a prayer I know he's going to answer because it's here in the Word of God as something that is God's will for us. And I'm praying that you will be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being so that you can recognize that Christ is now dwelling in your heart through faith. And going on in the passage, that you will be rooted and grounded in that love that he has for you. Because my friends, we hit all kinds of obstacles, and I'm sure we're going to hit them in 2020. All kinds of discouragements, downturns in our finances, difficulties that we never foresaw. And in those moments, it is easy to doubt that Jesus loves you, that he really is on your side and he's for you. That's why we need passages of scripture like this. That's why we need to pray prayers like this one that Paul is praying. Because we need to be fully convinced by the promises of God as are given to us here, that we are rooted and grounded in God's love. And my friends, the more we recognize that Jesus is in us and he is for us and that he is coming to dwell in us in a way that makes him at home, we can be assured of that love. My friends, I'm praying that for you this new decade in 2020, that you will become rooted and grounded in love more so than ever before. And I pray that you'll walk out this day in light of that truth, that you'll recognize no matter what comes against you today, it's no threat to you because you're loved. You're truly loved and accepted by the God of the universe through his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to The Morning Mindset. Thank you for being a part of this movement.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.